Hey lovely people, so the other day I got both sided by a close relative on the issue of Israel and Palestine, which was unexpected and surprised. It shouldn't have been though, because this relative is an evangelical Christian and has been for many, many years. And although they're in Australia, the doctrine, the dogma is very American evangelical there and points towards the success of the Zionist efforts over 70-something years and probably longer to co-opt and conflate Jewishness, the Holocaust, history, scripture, theology to their underlying philosophy and ideology. And so you end up in a situation where a person who is otherwise highly moral, highly Christian, highly invested in trying to live as Christ, still believing that there's an argument to be made in favor of Israel, this whole Israel has the right to defend itself. The idea that the current state of Israel is in any way a reflection of the original collection of Israelite tribes that lived in Judea and Samaria and the lands previously inhabited by the Canaanites and many other tribes that were ousted by the followers of Moses escaping slavery in Egypt. And the lack of really basic knowledge amongst people who rely on the commercial mainstream legacy media for their news and update, who think that Zionism is Jewishness, that Israel is the homeland of the Hebrew people, of the Judeans, of the Sumerians who formed Israel 3,000 years ago. And of course, it's all a gigantic lie. We know that the vast majority of Israelis not only hold dual citizenship, that's not really the issue, but are not descended from the Hebrews and the peoples of Judea and Samaria and the tribes of Israel, but are in fact Europeans descending from Khazar converts to Judaism. They are the Ashkenazi Jew, not the Mizrahi or other forms of Jew. And in particular, those allied to the Torah, who understand that the state of Israel is an abomination, that Zionism is a denial of Jewish doctrine, not an embracing of it. And that's why people like my close relative can look at a stolen land and a stolen legacy and think that it's somehow real. And there's a lot of factors in this that apply to most evangelicals in the Western world that take a mosaic of bullshit and turn it into a piece of art that becomes inviolable to them. So they take the Holocaust, for example, as justifying gifting the refugee Jews a country of their own. Interfaith outreaches that always emphasize the conflation of Zionism, the state of Israel, Jewishness. And then, of course, on top of that, you've got to add terrible theology. The evangelical reliance on the Scofield Bible and interpretations of the book of Revelations in particular that are just fucking wild and nonsensical, but give rise to the belief that the existence of the state of Israel is necessary for the second coming that these people, the second coming of Jesus that these people want. And then finally, it's this ability to put aside all morality, to look at the practical outcomes of a genocide, of ethnic cleansing, of amputated, murdered children, of a scale of destruction of infrastructure that is actually hard to believe in the 21st century, and brush aside all the death, destruction, torture, rape, and pillage being carried out by the IDF and the Israeli people, and put it in the bucket of God's mysterious plan, because if they're God's chosen people, then what they are doing must be what God wants them to do, when all of history, including the fucking Bible, prove that to be not true, not the right connection. The whole Old Testament is basically the Jews disobeying God, being punished and coming back. That's the story. And as any Torah Jew will tell you, the current state of Israel is against the will of God as it's set out in their scriptures, not for it, not helping it. And so we in the West end up with this very effective lobby group who have such almost unbelievable cognitive dissonance on this issue that it cannot be penetrated. And going back to the fact that my close relative, who is an intelligent, highly qualified postgraduate scholar with life experience and a loving heart, can still turn all of that off and somehow come to the belief that what Israel is doing is okay. But there's actually a debate to be had about these people. And this is where the more than 100 years of lies by Zionists have come home to roost in their favor. And it really is up to those of us who can see past that, who can see that Israel is a terrorist state claiming stolen land and carrying out a genocide, and that these so-called Christians, exemplified by the likes of Mike Johnson, the Speaker of Congress, who kowtow to these Zionist terrorists, are of zero support to the Palestinian people, including Palestinian Christians, Lebanese Christians, Syrian Christians, Iraqi Christians, Iranian Christians, all being indiscriminately wiped out alongside their Muslim brothers and sisters in the Middle East by the IDF, by the Israelis, by Zionists. These so-called Christians who can stand up and give 58 standing ovations to a terrorist and who dare to both sides, people like you and me, on this issue, when it is so clear for those with eyes to see that Palestine must and will be free.